This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. is freeing from jail Cowboys for Trump founder Coy Griffin as he awaits trial in connection with the January 6th siege on the U.S. Capitol. U.S. District Court Judge Beryl Howell today reversed a magistrate judge's detention order and released Griffin to his home in New Mexico pending trial on charges of knowingly entering barricaded areas of the Capitol grounds with the intent to disrupt government as Congress considered Electoral College results. Howell said that denying pretrial release might leave Griffin in jail for longer than the one-year maximum sentence amid pandemic-related court delays. Griffin is denying the federal charges. He is banned from visiting Washington outside of court proceedings, must surrender his passport, and must not possess a firearm. More than 150 people have been charged in federal court with crimes following the January 6th riot. Griffin, an elected commissioner in Otero County, has led the Cowboys for Trump group in horseback parades through cities across the country in support of Donald Trump. Colleagues on the Otero County Commission have called on Griffin to resign in the aftermath of the Capitol siege. Managers of New Mexico's health insurance exchange have scheduled a special open enrollment period from February 15th through May 15th in response to a federal mandate from President Joe Biden. Nearly 43,000 residents of New Mexico rely on the marketplace for health insurance with the promise of federal subsidies for consumers with low and moderate incomes who make too much to qualify for Medicaid. State Health Exchange CEO Jeffrey Bustamante said the new open enrollment period provides an opportunity for people to purchase health insurance amid the pandemic. Coverage is available to people who don't have job-based health insurance. State legislators are considering a proposal to expand subsidies to the state's health insurance exchange through a state surtax on insurance premiums. Those proposed subsidies would not take effect until 2023. New Mexico residents have flocked to Medicaid health care with 43% enrollment statewide as of November as the coronavirus wreaks economic havoc. Newcomers can stay on Medicaid for an extended period even as they regain employment under temporary provisions related to the pandemic. State health officials today reported 589 new COVID-19 cases, bringing the total since the pandemic began to more than 176,000. There were also 23 more deaths. State senators are considering a bill to provide $30 million in subsidies for attendees of two-year colleges and a pilot program to help college dropouts finish their degrees. Of that, $26 million would be drawn from the general fund to support students of two-year colleges through the Opportunity Scholarship. The scholarship covers tuitions and fees before federal funding is awarded. Stephanie Rodriguez, acting secretary of the New Mexico Higher Education Department, says in an op-ed in the Albuquerque Journal that allows students the option to apply other financial aid they receive, such as federal Pell Grants, to other expenses that often stand in the way of attaining a degree. A hearing for the bill, SB 135, had been scheduled for today but was postponed to next week. As written, it also allocates $4 million from the general fund for a pilot project to support lottery scholarship students who have left four-year colleges without finishing their degrees. The lottery scholarship covered around $4,500 in tuition costs for New Mexicans in the current school year, or about half the cost of attending the University of New Mexico. The award was 100% in the past. The Opportunity Scholarship was conceived of last year before the pandemic at a time when state oil revenue was high and Democratic presidential politics drew attention to the idea of free college for all students in two-year and four-year colleges. This is KUNM.